Hello and welcome back to the God and Mental Health podcast. I am your host, Rosalyn Renee, and welcome to another episode of the show. I am so excited to be back in front of the microphone with you this week. I hope that you all are doing well. It has been a couple of weeks since we have been together again, and so I'm happy to be back with you this week. I am so excited to talk about today's topic. A couple of weeks ago, I recorded a podcast called Tell You Everything or something along the lines of that. And this week, I am talking a little bit about the practical side of devotional time. Now, I know that a lot of people go into talking about time with God and very much so discussing what this looks like often, and or if you haven't kind of gone through understanding what this looks like, I hope that this podcast is valuable to you and I hope that it can be a benefit. I have spent a lot of time in talking about this in a public way and also have explored it a lot privately on just how to practically put time for God into my day. But before we get into that, let's take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors. When I used to do a challenge, I started the challenge back in 2019. It was called the Time with God Challenge, where I taught people how to spend time with God. It was one of my favorite things to do. I loved doing the challenge. I had did the challenge about 6 or 7 times, and over 350 people had the opportunity of going through that challenge. And in the challenge, or the different times that I did it, I taught you basically in a very practical way how to spend time with God. And I often use this as an example to describe what time with God looks like to people. So for those of you that have been either married for a long time or been in a relationship for a long time, you can kind of understand this example. And even for those of you that are single and have been in a relationship, you can kind of understand this even better. But I look at time with God as a married woman, very similar to time with my husband. Me and my husband live together. I know when he goes to work, he's not away from me. I know that when he's at home in the house with me, we may be around each other, but we're not talking. We may just be kind of like on our phones or engaging with our kids, or we may check in around like, how was your day? And we have, you know, that check-in time that I know you're my spouse time kind of thing. And I look at time with him, you know, being his partner, I'm in his life together with him all the time. But there is nothing like having individual time with him, time where we can just sit and talk about everything. I can go over all of my fears, my questions, check in with him. There is nothing like that individual quality time. And so I look at that as an example or as a metaphor to describe time with God. Like, we know the Lord is with us. We're challenged by that often by the enemy, because there's often times where we are going through seasons or circumstances that our faith is tested to stay grounded in that belief. However, when you get to have that individual quiet time dedicated to devotion time, and you take the time to do that, there's nothing like it. There's nothing that can replace that individual time. And so I really wanted to make this episode very practical and talk through, what does this actually look like? How can you set this time up? And how is often this time challenged? And some key things to think about as you are thinking through how this comes up for yourself. Because as I was talking about it being a challenge, it is something that we're all struggling with. I always look at when I'm sharing things with you all as a value or something valuable, that if I'm struggling with something, there's probably more than likely somebody else struggling with this or dealing with this or thinking the same thing I'm thinking. I never think of it in a naive way that I'm just the only one dealing with it. And so I want to make this practical and really kind of talk about, how is this time challenged? So let's start there. So one of the first things that I believe challenges our personal devotion time is one big thing is busyness. I think that there is a need to be self-aware around how busy we are. And when we are challenged around that busyness, because your time with God can be pushed back so often from having kids, being in school, having demands at work, having a household to maintain, trying to be, you're in a big decision time in your life where time is just taken up. You may be working multiple jobs. You may be doing multiple things at one time. And so busyness often is one of the challenges that we face because we may just really be short on time. And so I like to think of this practically of how can you create intentional margin? How can you create the space? Where is there so much time being spent doing something where you can create the intentional time? I used to tell the ladies when they used to do the challenge with me, like, can you wake up 15 minutes early? Can you do this at night? Does it have to be something where you feel like you always have to have your Bible open all the time? But maybe you create a habit in your mind where if I'm in the car by myself, that is my time with God, where I'm going over things with Him, I'm talking with Him, I may be listening to something that's very, you know, spiritually aligning with me in the moment. I think we have to think through in different seasons of our lives where we're busy, that we have to create the space. Just as if you were in a relationship with someone, you have to create space for that individual time with them. We create it. In my marriage, we take the time to give our kids to my in-laws or my mom and stepfather to just have that carved out time for ourselves for a day or two. And so I think it's important to think through, yes, we're busy, but how can you create margin? How can you just even be intentional and say to God very quickly, you know what, Lord, I haven't talked to you in a couple of days. I want to be intentional with you. What is something that you want me to know? How can my heart be changed in this season? I know that I'm busy. I know that I'm doing a lot of things, but I want you to be, and I want to create margin for you. And so show me where are the areas of my life I'm spending a lot of time that I can create margin. I can create space. Simply ask God to also show you the strategy. That's something that I think we neglect is God is this holy being, but He's also not super practical. Jesus was very practical. He was very, very intentional and practical about the things that He did and spent His time doing. And so how can you take the busyness and create margin? That may be something that may take you some time to figure out, because within busyness, there may be a lot of stressors. That may be too overwhelming for you to do. How can you partner up with someone, or how can you get accountable to go over with someone, maybe a therapist, on just how can I create less in my life so that I can have room for more of this time or more areas of this? The second thing that I think is challenge is the season we're in. So what season are you in? Did you just experience something traumatic, like a loss, like a loss of a family member? Are you in a time where you are in school and you're spending a lot of time in classes and having to study and having to provide for your family or yourself? How is this season impacting that time? And what are some things that could be helpful for you? Maybe you grab a devotional book, and that is your way of reading your devotion before you get out of your car and go into school. Maybe you, again, are listening to some podcasts. There was a season of my life last year where I was very intentional about not listening to a lot of pastors and not a lot of sermons. I would only listen to about two people because for me, too much noise was impacting me. I was off social media and I realized that I need to be fed. And so maybe there's a season of your life where there's just too much noise and maybe you need to cut back and pull the noise back so that you could hear clearly and just get quiet. There is a real thing about truly being stressed and being so stressed out that hearing anything you often question, like even maybe hearing this, you're like, that's another thing on my list. I'm thinking about this adding stress to my life. But look at it as if you're that stressed out, what's the assessment? How can I assess of what are the things that I need to do that are going to help me take care of myself spiritually? What is going to pour into me? If your spiritual man is needing something, how can you create the space or actually just think about what am I actually missing? What do I feel depleted in? I think that we can often think that, especially if we're thinking about just food in general, like, you know, if you ain't ate good, like if you eating fast food over and over, baby, you tired. Your body is exhausted. You are feeling depleted of the nutrients your body may need or water or whatever that looks like. What are you actually needing spiritually? Do you need someone to pour into you or do you need somebody to just listen to you? If that's the case, then assess those needs that you have and then go from there on creating the practicality of what actually you need to do. So the second thing that can be challenged is our season. What's actually happening in the season that we're in, or what has happened in the previous seasons that are impacting the current one. The third thing that is challenged is we think we have to have everything. So this kind of goes into some of the practical conversation, which we'll have in a second. But we think we have to have everything, or we may look at a previous season that we're in where we were thriving with God. I know that I've heard a lot from clients and even times that I've experienced it where there were seasons where I was thriving with God. And in this current time, I feel like I'm in a wilderness season where a lot of what I realized I used to hold on to that was helpful for me just doesn't serve anymore. What helps me now as a mom of two kids is having accountability. What used to serve me back in the day was I used to have this overload of time where I would spend 2 hours with God. And so I would think I associated that time in my life as what I need to have now. And it just doesn't serve anymore. There's just no way possible to spend 2 hours doing that because it's just not feasible for the time that I have or don't have right now. And then also the energy that it would take to create 2 hours of time within my schedule. And so we think we have to have all these things when we really don't. We think we have to have the right Bible, the right journal, the right worship music, the right devotional, the right thing, the right book. We see if somebody post something on socials, we're like, that's what I got to have in order to make it perfect. I need to have this thing. And that's all cool. But what's the thing that you can rely on that's going to be helpful for you when you don't have everything? And my very simple way of thinking that through is go back, have a reset for yourself. For me, one of the things when I have gone maybe long periods of time where I haven't spent time with God and I just need to reground myself, I have a set of books that I go back to often. I usually use the method, W method. That is something that I'll talk to you all about in a second as a way to reground myself. And then oftentimes I really just go back to journaling, reading, and having worship music. That's very simple. I will start my time with God with journaling out my thoughts. And in the middle of journaling out my thoughts, maybe in the background, I'm playing some instrumental music or some type of worship instrumental. And then after I journal out my thoughts, I will write down maybe some quick prayers or things I want to kind of pray about. And I go into the Bible. There are times where if I haven't read in a while, I'll just open a book. So my core books that I go to are Proverbs and the Gospels. So typically, I'll talk about this when we get into the practical point. But typically, if it's like, let's say it's July 17th, I'll go read Proverbs 17 and then probably at some point read Matthew 17 or Mark 17. I think Mark doesn't have 17 books, but read some type of the Gospels that's in alignment with the day. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because I can never get enough of Jesus and I always need wisdom. And then if the rhythm of that time continues, then maybe I'll switch to other books to study. The other thing is we feel like we have to have all these things is sometimes the stuff is in front of you. So like the Bible app is a very helpful tool for people. It has the daily refresh. I'm not an avid Bible app user just because I've kind of go to it in different seasons of my life, but I know people who use it religiously. I love devotionals, so devotionals are something that you can utilize, but I like to kind of keep in mind that my time with God doesn't have to look the same in every season. You can switch it up. I used to go on dates with God when I was single, when I lived in another city when I was in school. I would go to lunch and take my Bible with me all the time and read. There are times, again, I'm heavy into like podcasts and sermons. So that's something I do and I listen to sometimes in my time is I'll just watch a sermon over and take notes and then kind of just keep it peaced in my mind throughout the week. So there are just different things that you can do that you don't have to feel like you have to have everything perfect. The fourth thing that can be often used as a challenge for us is that we think that we have to get an answer from God every single time we spend time with him. I look at time with God as putting a brick in the house. Now, there are times where I get an immediate answer. And then there are times where the answer may come weeks later from something that I actually spent time with him looking at months before. And so I think we have to approach it. One of the ways that I've also began looking at my time with God or looking at the Bible is knowing that the Bible has benefits. And if I just follow the benefits that are in it, I'm going to see impact in my life. So what is the viewpoint that you're looking at time with God? Are you looking at time with God as this expectation that he's supposed to answer you for every single thing when you ask him a question? Or are you just looking at it for a point of, I just really want to make the space and the time. I want to create the foundation of this time with him as a means to just be with him. Because if we're always kind of going into it with expectation, which is nothing is wrong with it. I also don't want to make it seem like God has the answers to everything. Like, let's just be clear. And he answers everything. And he is a resource to us. And he is our father. So I don't want to also make you feel guilty or make you or condemn you for feeling like I'm going into my time with God with expectation. No, go in with expectancy. And also just know that the expectation you're getting may drive, if you don't get it, to also not have it. Because there are some times where we feel like, well, I've gone to God for months about this and he hasn't answered my question, so I don't need to keep going. And that's just not the heart posture you want to have. You want to keep progressing in this time because you don't want to feel as though you're creating this expectation and because he doesn't meet it, that he's not able to or capable to. Because that's a quick way for you to have your heart be in a place where you then avoid or procrastinate because you really are disappointed. You're really disappointed with the fact that a prayer or something has not been answered. And because of that, it's making you avoid taking that time or creating that space. And believe me, I'm only speaking from experience. And so let's make this practical. But before we get into that, let's take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's make this super practical. So what are the things you need in your space? What are the things, if you are someone that struggles or you feel like you don't have the space and the time, what are some things that you can do? So the first thing I would say is just go get a basic journal from Target or Marshall's or TJ Maxx or Walmart, just some basic notebook. If you're someone that wants to have cute things, girl, do your thing. A Bible, a good Bible. My favorite Bible currently is the Life Application Bible. It is a study Bible. I read it in the New Living Translation. I bought a Bible with the New Living Translation. Some people use the Bible app. I particularly don't use the app when I'm in my quiet time. I use the app for some different reasons. Like if I'm at work and I don't want to haul my big Bible around with me, I'll use the app if I'm on the go or if I'm in the bed and I'm reading something. I'll use the app for that. But typically I don't use the app in my quiet time often because I will get distracted with social media, sis. Just being for real. I'm going to be for real. I'll get distracted with other things. I'll start looking at my phone and my bank account. I'll start looking at my budget. I'll start looking at stuff on social media. I'll start reading through emails. And so to alleviate me using my phone often, I just don't. I just use my physical Bible. Plus, I'm a highlight and underline and circle girl. And so that's always super helpful for me to have my actual physical Bible. I've been thinking about investing in a Bible that is not a study Bible because my Bible is a study Bible. It is so big and heavy. And so I want something that I can actually carry around. I've been thinking about that for a while to buy. That's just a New Living Translation, just straight up the word. So keep with me at work and also just keep with me in my backpack. The other thing I love is worship music. I will link my Bible that I use in the show notes. So if you're interested, you can get off Amazon. And I'll also link a couple worship music playlists that I love listening to. They're on YouTube, but you can find these anywhere. I would just type in soaking music or some type of prophetic instrumental. Those are great to play in the background and during your time with God as well. I also love worship time. So there are some mornings that I spend with God where I'm just in worship. I'm on my face. I'm praying. I'm speaking in tongues. I may be doing something, you know, just in thanking him and gratitude, just wanting to humble myself before him. So that's something that I'll do, too. It just never looks the same every single day. And the practical way I do this with my journal is I journal out my thoughts. So what are you thinking? What's on your mind? What's your desire to pray for? What's coming up for you that you haven't talked to the Lord about? Like, what is that for you? Journal out those thoughts. Reason also being because you got 1,000,000 to-dos in your mind, and it's helpful to just journal out those things that you're thinking about. If you're someone that, again, loves devotions, definitely take advantage of the Bible app. It's free. You can read the Daily Refresh or the devotional. And then some books that I would recommend from the Bible is maybe one chapter of the Gospels and one chapter of Proverbs. Use that kind of guideline that I gave earlier that could help you. If you're struggling with understanding God, so this is something that I adopted maybe a couple years ago or last year, where I was really wanting to understand just the character of God. There were so many things that was challenging my belief in him and just actually the way I thought about him. That I started to venture through Psalms. This is what David wrote a lot about, Psalms. It has been really helpful for me to do that because when David describes God, he describes it in such a high way of thinking that I often think we don't really explore that often. Like, we know these things, but for it to be presently aware in my mind at times is often lost. And so Psalms has been a really good blessing in seasons where I felt like, especially during this wilderness time where I thought like God was punishing me for something or feeling as though he had forgotten about me or that he has me in a season that's just so rough and I don't understand why. It was just great to re-explore and reimagine the way that his character and who he is. It was just very helpful for me to do so. Another thing that I do that really, really has helped me recently is when I'm reading scripture, I'll look at what popped out to me in scripture. So maybe this is something if you are just reading the Bible and you're just getting into it, like what popped out to you? As I've been reading in the Gospels lately, I've realized that in Mark has been blessing my soul. And I never really went through Mark often, but Mark has been blessing my soul because there's been a lot of things about Jesus that I didn't recognize at first. So like things that the disciples were valid concerns. Like he would tell them when he sent them out two by two, not to take anything with them, not clothing or food or anything. He just literally told them take a person with them and the shoes on their feet And I'm just like, wow, these are valid concerns that they had about different things. When he fed the 5,000, he told them to feed them. And they looked at him like, we would have to work for months to feed all these people. What are you talking about? And he just kind of was like, okay, well, what do you have? And just thinking about that as like they had valid concerns about things that we as believers think about when God tells us to do something. We're thinking like, how am I supposed to do that? Or how am I supposed to be nice to someone who is mean to me? And he gives you a command. And so it's really good. So what pops out to you in scripture? Write that out. And then pray. You know, prayer is something that I believe is a strength, that we get strong in prayer when we pray. But what are you praying for? What is on your heart? Who are the people in your life you want to pray for? And so as I'm kind of laying out these things very practically, I talked about the W method earlier. I have a journal that I created. I was pregnant, so it was 2022. And I created this journal that it's this method I've been using for a long time. It's called the W method. And it's basically the easiest journaling method in your time with God, in my opinion. It is the easiest way to help you identify what you're feeling. What do you want to talk to God about? What is the scriptures showing you? And also, what are the things that are on your mind? And I will leave this journal in the show notes for you. It's on Amazon. You can get on Amazon, or you can use the link that's down there to purchase it. But it's a very practical way. And I believe if you are someone who is a journaler, but you're not someone that just goes off the cuff very easily, you'd rather be prompted with prompts or questions in your time with God, that this will be perfect for you. If you have a hard time sitting down and actually knowing what to write out, this will be perfect for you. If you also are someone who's into devotionals and you read a devotional, you want to write down, you know, different things you're thinking about with it, this is a perfect journal for you. And so I'll have that in the show notes, but I use it often. I go back to that often. It has been such a blessing to use and revisit. I had a friend actually send me a screenshot because I have it actually for iPad. If you are a digital person, she sent me a screenshot of hers from last year. And I was just like, wow, just this was a resource she used for her time with God and to write down prayers and all of those things. And so following your time, I want you to think about, as you go through your day, notice the difference you feel. How can you make your devotional and quiet time a rhythm? And if you need help, you know, use the resources in this podcast. Send this to a friend. Send this to someone who can hold you accountable. Accountability has been my biggest blessing in my walk with God. I don't know where I would be without accountability. I don't know where I would be without people in my life who sharpen me spiritually and who can also help me to begin to see areas that I don't see, that are my blind spots. We're getting back into our time with God. How can we create that time with each other where we can hold each other accountable to our time with God? That has been so helpful to me. I've had seasons in my life where I had a friend a couple of years ago. We were both really struggling in a tough season. And she became my accountability partner. Every morning we would wake up at 6 and we would spend time with God. And what we would do is we would text each other saying, I'm awake. And then every couple of days we would check in like, what is God showing you? What is he saying to you? And it just was so helpful. And so don't feel like you have to be on an island by yourself. Don't feel like you have to do things on your own. It is okay to rely on people. If you don't have people, you know, try to figure out how you can create the margin and the discipline for yourself. So I hope this podcast was helpful for you. I hope that it was practical. I hope that it was easy to understand. I hope that I laid out some normalcy for you to kind of see in a very small way how this time can be often attacked, how this time can often feel as though you're doing something wrong when you're actually really not doing something wrong. You're just honestly a believer that's trying to walk this thing out. And stop beating yourself up so much. Stop feeling like it's always you. Sometimes it is a season. Sometimes the season is bad and we just have not had an opportunity to readjust to what's around us. And so I hope that this was a blessing to you. I hope that it was useful for you to be able to see how this time can be helpful for you. And just time with God is everything, y'all. Like I talked to you about a couple of weeks ago, it has been just helpful for me to get back into that time. And so I hope that this is helpful. I hope this is just a good refresher for you. If you're someone that, you know, uses your time and you're trying to help someone understand how it could be helpful for them, send this podcast to them. And I will see you all in the next episode. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.